Yo,
What's up?
what's happening, Dooms? What's happening?
Nothing much, man. It's been a minute.
It's definitely been a minute, man. It's been more than a minute. It's been like a fucking hour. But yeah, we were on a little bit of a hiatus there.
What has it been, like, some weeks since our last one? 3 weeks?
No, it's been a while. It's been like at least 2 weeks. I think 3 weeks since the. And by the time you guys actually hear this, it'll be like almost a month because
Wow.
we're just recording this right now. But you know what though, like, you know, to be perfectly honest, we're both, you know, Dooms and I, we're both, you know, very, very busy people. And you know, we just, you know, and there are things that go on in our lives, and all I gotta say is thank goodness we're. Yeah, I mean, but then again, if this was like our regular job, it'd be kind of like we'd be fucking, you know, we'd be on it, I guess, because we'd be forced to go to work. But you
It'd
know,
be work then, though.
yeah, it'll be work then. So I mean, this is just kind of like, you know, we're doing this, you know, for ourselves as much as we're doing it for you guys, you know, and whether it takes off or not, it's really you know, a passion project. You know, it's about. You know, we love doing this because, you know, this is actually like this is our chance to hang out, you know, like we get to kind of shoot the shit and you know, like even, you know, we message each other throughout the week, you know, a couple times a day or a few times throughout the week. And you know, the podcast actually allows us to kind of get together or get, you know, our friends together, you know, if, you know, we're gonna try to get more fucking call-ins and shit like that. So yeah, you know, any more thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think friendships sort of have changed now, right? It's a lot of texting and this and that, and sometimes people just don't take the time to just hang out over phone or even just communicate like we used to, right? Things
Yeah.
change, but that's life, I guess. That's the way we evolve, like socially and stuff. But it's good to just sit down and talk and do things like we used to do.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good to do this. It's been a while, and you know, we instead of getting into like, you know, why we've been so busy, I think we should just go right ahead and kind of talk about kind of what this episode is gonna be about today, and kind of get our thoughts on that, because that's kind of like that's what's been on everybody's mind. And you know, I actually have not seen the movie, but a huge, huge seeing that we're a pop culture show. The Avengers Endgame is out, and neither of us have seen
No. You know what? I just hate going to movie theaters when they're packed and you got some asshole sitting beside you on his phone, or they're like eating very loudly or doing
it.
something to annoy you, and it just takes you out of the film and you just want to sit there and do it. So I just tend to go like not immediately after it comes out. But then that opens me up to spoilers when it's a movie as big as this, right? And there are people that are like trying to spoil it for other people on purpose. So
Yeah, motherfuckers out there like trying to spoil shit. Like that's not very nice.
I don't know what the fuck kind of kicks they get out of it, but that's fuck, man. Fuck those kind of people. That's those
Yeah,
like the
fuck.
Joker. Some people just want to watch the world burn, right? Those
Yeah,
kind of
fucking the Joker. A
people.
little more fucking Jokers running around. But this comes you know, this is bringing back good memories of our podcast, because it's been a while since we've done it. But we gotta fucking shout out to the people who fucking know bullshit.
Yeah, there's a
Shout
good
out to
deal.
yeah, shout out to the fucking people who keep that code of silence. All right.
The
Yeah, the same people who fucking spoil shit are the same people who fucking rat you out. The same people who fucking spoil movies, they're the number one rat. So you can't trust anybody who fucking spoils a movie.
You got those loose lips, man. Fuck, you're gonna
Yeah.
be flipping when it comes down to it.
Thinking shits, man. Fucking straight battleship, these motherfuckers. They playing battleship all day. They on that battleship shit, because loose lips sink ships, man. And we ain't talking about that other kind of loose lips, if you know what I mean.
We're talking about that in our last episode.
Yeah, yeah, no, but it's this ain't about no Merlin action, if you know what I mean.
Sleeve of Wizard.
Fucking Sleeve of Wizard. That motherfucking wizard from Where's Waldo, that motherfucker. Motherfucker high in there. Remember that guy?
Yeah, he had the fucking like staff or whatever.
Yeah, he always got the fucking like because they always do him up in like the American colors, like the red, white, and blue. This motherfucker hiding in like the bazaar of Baghdad and shit. He's like hiding behind a flying carpet. And on another page, he's behind like some fucking naked samurai. Remember those Where's Waldo books?
Yeah, I do. They had like that on Google Maps. So like, yeah, the Where's Waldo.
Yeah, I did that. I fucking, it pissed me off though, because I couldn't find him. Yeah, and there was an evil version of him.
Yeah, there was.
The bumblebee looking guy.
Yeah, I forget what his name is.
Fucking
Wario Mario.
Yeah, yeah, it's like Wario Mario and Waluigi.
Yeah.
And Luigi. Waluigi, aka Max Holloway.
Yeah. He got his fucking face beat in.
Yeah, yeah, man. Poor guy.
After that fight.
No, we watched it. Yeah. Me and you, Dooms and I, we watched a much anticipated fight between Dustin Poirier, who was fucking, who looked like a fucking world beater.
He did, man. It was just that power difference, the weight difference. Yeah. Just, it created a mismatch.
Those lats are fucking generating fucking immense amounts of power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, those hook shots, they could like, but you know what though? It would have fucking killed a normal man, but not Max Holloway.
No. He took that beating, man. He took it.
Yeah. He took that beating, man, and he was fine for the most part. He just like, you know, he just lost the fight.
Yeah. He had his moments too. He wobbled Dustin, I think, like once or twice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But speaking of that, we gotta talk about you know, this might be a little too hardcore for the casual fan, but remember that motherfucker who fucked up River? Remember the guy who we were watching him fight who was it? No, it was Gastelum when he rocked. It was Kevin Gastelum when he rocked Israel Adesanya, and then he rocked him, and then he ended up trying to take him down.
Yeah, I know. He hit him. He got him. Yeah, he wobbled him against the fence, but then he went for the takedown.
Yeah, yeah, and then that's when Israel hung on for dear life, and then that ended up costing him the fight.
It was like such a half-assed takedown too. I don't know. He's probably gassed at that point. I don't know. He probably couldn't follow.
He couldn't throw one more punch. And see, to me, that's like that. You ain't got the heart of a champion. If like, listen, you gotta finish a guy when he's got his back toward the fence.
Yeah. I don't know, like, there's something that went wrong in his camp. I don't know, it must have been something.
Shit. I don't know, man. But that was a dumbass move. Like, he went in for it, and then he was gone.
Yeah, yeah. He was headhunting too much. He was setting him up early on, and he had good head movement, but as it went on, he just blew his wad somewhere.
Yeah, a wad was blown. A wad was blown, like, after some, you know, some videos. I'm just thinking. All right, let's not veer into that territory. Let's not make that mistake.
Yeah, huh? You can't talk about blowing wads without talking about Game of Thrones. Do you watch a lot? Do you watch it at all?
No, I don't. And you can't spoil it, man, because motherfucker can spoil that shit.
Holy shit. It was ridiculous.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to say in a very non-spoiler way what I saw, because I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to spoil it, though. But, oh,
what?
Yeah, right. What was that noise?
It was I was just getting like a text from someone to my phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I heard there was some motherfucker got killed. That's all I heard.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Very surprising when it comes to Game of Thrones. Motherfucker dies every episode.
No. But this motherfucker was a legit motherfucker.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, he. I'm just gonna leave it at that, because this, you know that I know that this fucking legit motherfucker got killed.
Yeah, yeah. It's like one of the huge story arcs that they had starting from like season one. It's a character in that kind of main story that ends up fighting the dust.
Yes, yes, yes. I know. You know that I know. even though I don't watch the show.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna recommend that show because I never seen it, because I never do stuff like that. Where I, yeah. Or I like, or I don't actually watch the show and I recommend.
You're talking about that brown actress, and then she was she was in Sacred Games, began watching it.
Yeah. No. But a recommendation, we gotta sneak this one in before we talk about Marvel and DC. Yeah. Ghoul. It's a three-episode series. It's a mini series on Netflix, and it's an Indian. It's all Indian cast, but it's the director is it's like from the guys who did like I don't know what, like it was like a famous Hollywood team that did it. I can't remember which movie now off the top of my head, but it's called Ghoul, and it's about this guy. Who it's about this, they basically like this flesh eating like fucking doppelganger kind of demon that fucking goes into this like torture, like the like interrogation site, like a Guantanamo Bay kind of thing in India. And then this thing just goes ape and like kills everybody there.
Okay, so it's kind of like the movie The Thing.
Yeah, it's like The Thing, but it takes place like
and it's like that kind of mystery thing, and they're all, everybody's dying slowly.
Yeah, so that's what a ghoul is in like ancient like Iranian or like Arabic mythology. It's like it's, you know, it's supposed to like eat people and then like take their form kind of thing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So it's actually pretty kind of scary, man. And like, it's, you know me, I fucking scare easy. I don't like to watch that shit, but. But I watched it and I thought it was pretty. It's kind of like Resident Evil-ish.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good one. But we gotta talk because of Avengers Endgame to set us up to like officially like usher us into the segment. I feel like for this episode we should do like a Marvel versus DC, like who we would draft. Remember we did the refs wrestling thing, but more like, no, maybe not the whole draft thing, but we could do like a versus, like who would win.
Okay.
So like, but before like, all
versus Captain America, you'd be like, oh, who wins?
Yeah, like, yeah, who versus Captain America?
Batman.
Oh yeah, so like Batman versus Captain America. But I feel like, let me just say this right now, okay? And this might be an unpopular opinion given the movies right now, but Avengers are pussies compared to the Justice League. Let's just say that.
Yeah. So what people usually say is, I forget what the kind of weird comparison they make, but then they akin the characters of DC to gods, and then it's... Marvel is normal people with the powers of gods. It's kind of like,
yeah.
I don't know what they said, but it's just that kind of comparison. The people, like the heroes in the DC comics, other than like Batman, they're like god status. The powers they have, they're super strong and all that. And then in Marvel, they're more mortals, right? And their powers are so grand and crazy.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, people are like, listen, like Tony Stark is like billionaire, rich boy, inventor, super intelligent. But I'll tell you right now, I'll take Batman over Tony Stark like 100 times out of 100.
Why do you say that? Like without the machinery and shit like that? It's like,
nah, if they both had the gadgets, but Batman, like, just, you know, I mean, as a preference, like this guy is so cool. Like, obviously, he had his tragic history. Nobody, you know, like, I mean, it's sad. Like, I mean, what happened to him? But it's not, that's not what, you know, it's like how he overcome all that and all of, like, you know, nobody wants to be like him in that way. But it's more like, it's not just his gadgets. It's like all his training, like all the martial arts training and all the, like, he never breaks, you know, like he's just unbreakable. He's just the most unbreakable motherfucker out there.
But do you think like his one setback is that he doesn't use guns?
No, he doesn't kill people.
Yeah, he doesn't.
But I don't think Iron Man kills. Does he kill people?
I would think he would kill someone. He has like those fucking blasters and shit. Yeah.
yeah, but okay, so he
someone before.
Okay, I understand. So that's his drawback.
Yeah,
that's his drawback because Batman's like, he never kills anybody.
Yeah, and I don't know if like Batman could use a stealth kind of shit when Iron Man has all those sensors and stuff, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, you're
that,
right.
That would be a hard one, unless Batman's smart enough to know what could trick his Iron Man suit into thinking he's there.
Batman's always good because he'll know. He'll find out some shit about his arc reactor core, and he's gonna fuck it up. No, he knows. You know, Batman's all about that shit. He's all about exposing his weak. Like, he found all the weaknesses of all the people in Justice League. And he was like, "I'm gonna fuck you up."
Yeah, and he came up with contingency plans to like fuck them all up.
Yeah,
kill them.
Batman will have contingency plans for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you something right now. All that shit with Thanos that happened. We're not talking Endgame because I ain't spoiling shit. I haven't even seen it. Yeah. But all that shit that happened in Infinity. Huh?
We can't even spoil it if we haven't seen it.
I know, but I'm just saying all that shit that happened in the previous movie, which I assume is safe to talk about.
Yeah.
All that shit that happened with Thanos, like, Batman wouldn't fuck it up like the rest of them.
Yeah, he wouldn't have let motherfucking Star-Lord fuck it up when they had the gauntlet.
Yes. He would not. That would have never happened if Batman was there, because he would have made sure that kind of shit never went down.
He would have bitch slapped Peter Quill and then like fucking tied him up or something like that.
He wouldn't even have let him even get close. He wouldn't even have let him go. He wouldn't have even let him gotten involved with the process, because he'll know that he's mentally fucked because of Gamora.
Yeah.
So Batman's the OG.
But at that point, they didn't know Gamora was dead, right? They find out right in that.
That's house. True, but Batman would have known somehow because he got his sources. Alfred would be like a fucking checking the surveillance video, okay? Like the intergalactic surveillance videos. He'd be hacking into that shit. Okay? He wouldn't let that shit happen. Like, Iron Man's doing his, you know, little pussy shit, like, with the suits, and then Batman would be checking into, like, hacking into galactic shit.
Iron Man be having a panic attack, and fucking Bruce Wayne would be saving the world already.
Yes sir. But unfortunately,
he would have made his own Infinity Gauntlet. That's what I think.
He would have crafted one in a back key in fucking Gotham. He would have just made one.
With this fucking,
he would have just, yeah. He would have made one after fucking fighting, like fucking pulling overtime, fucking fighting crime for fucking 12 hours. He would have come home and he would have like fucking said, "Listen, I ain't going to bed. I'm making my own fucking Infinity Stone."
Yeah, he would have Lucius Fox on that motherfucker.
Yeah. Shout out to Lucius Fox. A fake character, but played by a real man named Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. The number one voice narrator in all of media.
Yeah. Is he still on the visa controls? He had that Me Too thing happen to him.
Yeah, he did. So, yeah. Oh, fuck that guy. But yeah, he did. He's not. But hold up. We got to go on an intermission real quick right now. And we'll holler right back. All right?
Okay.
All right. Yo, what's happening? We got a special guest with us today from LA.
Oh shit!
We got another random Asian dude too.
What's up?
Hello.
Long time listener, first time caller.
These are all the people we forced to watch the show. this is listen to the show. This is like half our listener base right here.
So you think
I'm still waiting for my check?
The other half is the people who are recording this fucking show.
Total of 4 listeners.
Oh, fuck's sakes, jokes for days.
You got me twice into this chat thing.
Okay, whatever, it's all good. But yeah, we are we're just chilling right here. The 4 of us, we grew up together, so you guys should just introduce yourselves, because we go by aliases on this show.
Pick any name.
Yeah. Random Asian dude just spoke up, so a random Asian dude's got to make a name for himself.
Just call me Benny.
Oh.
What the fuck?
It's the easiest shitter I can't think of. That
this is a son of Ben we were talking about. We're talking about son of Ben on this. The son of Ben. But okay, fine, Benny. Our other guest,
Sid.
You're gonna hear us laughing a lot on this show. For the rest of the show, I don't think a lot's gonna get done now. But. But how are you guys doing? How are you doing, Sid? Sid is, for those of you, for our loyal listeners, basically everyone in this. Sid, can you tell our fan base where you're located right now?
I'm currently located in North Redondo Beach, California, which is a suburb of LA, basically.
Shit.
I've known Shu for probably 20 years now.
Yeah.
I want to
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
And I've known Dooms for probably close to 30 years.
Yeah.
And the son of Ben in between that time is about 25 years.
Yeah, this is we've known each other for decades. So
too long, yeah.
Yeah, definitely a long time, definitely a lot of good times. Sid here made it out the hood like Piccolo.
Yeah. Did you ever think you would be living where you are right now?
No way. No.
Yeah. Where do you think
it's just I don't know. It just kind of worked out. I don't know. It's just you know, you build relationships with people and you have opportunities, and sometimes you just gotta take them. So that's what brought me down here.
Yeah, that's what happened, you know. Back when we were back in our high school days, Sid was still an aspiring DJ trying to DJ hardcore, trying to make skipping classes to remix tracks at my house. So, you know, he made it all the way out to LA to La La Land.
Still pursuing that dream down here.
look out for him. He's going to be fucking pumping mixtapes out of his trunk. He's going to be selling it. Next time you see somebody selling it, just think, you might have heard him on this podcast.
One day.
You heard it here first. DJ Hardcore. If anybody hears of this guy, you heard it here first.
I'm pretty sure that name's been used like 100 times by now. So yeah. I'll need to be more creative.
DJ Dirty Harry. That's a...
Yeah.
Dirty Harry. We're going to get into some dirty stuff for sure.
Not that kind of dirty, but
shout out to Rocco.
Shout out to Rocco, stretching it, pushing it, pushing boundaries. He all about pushing the boundaries. He about that interstellar action, if you know what I mean.
He doesn't use safe words.
All right, man. All right. So today, our episode, this episode, we're going to Dooms. Can you? We had a break just now. We're actually recording. You guys listen. You were like, these motherfuckers fucking talk about this like fucking 5 minutes ago, and they forgot what they're talking about. But we're actually recording this the next day. We're recording it piecemeal. Oh, I'm laughing so hard I'm fucking crying.
Near that hot water, fuck.
But the show is we were talking about Marvel versus DC.
Oh, I think we were going to start choosing who we like, or we're just going to fucking do the would you rather kind of thing with
okay.
Would you rather?
Okay, yeah. We're going to do
Wonder Woman.
We're going to do like a combo. We're going to do a combo. We're going to do would you rather questions. And we're going to do like who will win in a fucking fight, like DC versus Marvel character. And we're going to pick like who would you have like doing this? Like whatever. All right.
Okay, any sponsors for the podcast?
Sponsors? No sponsors. Shout out to Tango. Nah, I wish they could hear that, but yeah, they're probably not. They're not. They don't give a fuck about it. No sponsors. No sponsors right now. Anybody? Any shout outs? We gotta get all the shout outs out of the way. Anybody have any shout outs before we get onto the nitty gritty? Besides Rocco.
Stanley, rest in peace. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. We gotta shout him out. That's good. Cause on our first episode, we shouted out Emmanuel Stewart. So shout him out again. But Stanley's another one. He's a great, great man.
Yeah. Built this empire, Marvel. I guess yep. Disney ran with it now, but him and what is it, Jack Kirby? Jack Kirby kind of designed all of the
he made all the characters. And
someone just built. But anyways, Jack
Kirby, that was the son of Ben.
Son of Ben.
He designed the heroes, and then Stan Lee kind of made the backstories to them and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, yeah. Oh, son of Ben is back.
Oh, I got disconnected there.
Oh, dang.
Okay. That's what I guess that's what the X is for, right?
This motherfucker sees an X and he just clicks on it.
It was calling me, man.
Just like, yo, man. He was hoping there'd be two more X's after that. He like, if I click on it three times, maybe I'll get to see a video. But yeah, we're talking about you know, it was our tribute to Stan Lee and was interrupted by Son of Ben clicking on the X button. But we are going to we're gonna talk about Stan Lee's great works today. And so first question, if nobody else has any questions, I'm gonna throw some questions at you guys and you guys can just answer them. So you guys in a group of three. And I'm just going to ask you questions. Is that okay?
Yep.
Sure.
Where's the other guy?
I'm here. Yeah, yeah. Oh. I didn't think I had to.
I was just waiting for confirmation, man. It's like, fuck, man. If we're going to cut wires, you guys better all fucking say shit. I was like, what? I feel like we're fucking dismantling a bomb and this motherfucker's waiting there. Just be like, everybody's going to go on three and he's going to go right after and fucking blow us all up. Okay. So what we're going to do is first question is, this is out of left field, but I listen to a lot of podcasts and I get inspiration from these other shows. I'm not stealing shit from them, but I'm getting inspiration. Okay, just saying. So the first, that's off to a bad start already. But the first thing is, if you could have, out of all the Marvel characters, Marvel DC, who would you have as your roommate if you could live with one person? You have to pick a guy and a chick, a superhero and a superhero.
So you're talking, or is this Marvel or DC right now?
We're talking, you can pick both. You can pick from both both comic groups.
I would pick Batman, Bruce Wayne, because he's rich.
Yeah, I'd pick Batman too, because he just sticks to himself. He's not going to fucking bother you.
Okay, you would pick Batman.
I'd pick Superman.
Okay.
Honestly, the guy's so nice, you could take advantage of him, man.
Oh, shit.
He's the nicest person ever on the planet.
Man, that's really deep. He went deep on it. He went straight up deep, like the Megalodon. Living beneath the surface. Okay. So you guys both pick Batman. Dooms and Sid, they both pick Batman. We got two for Batman and we have one for Superman.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So
what about yours?
I think I gotta go. I think Batman's a pretty good call. I think we're gonna go Batman 3-1. Batman's 3-1 Batman. Okay. 3-1 Batman, you know, because all his gadgets and shit and, you know, and all his money. Okay. Not that I'm trying to take advantage of his money, but I think he'd be pretty cool. Okay.
Yeah.
At first, I was thinking Nightcrawler because he could teleport you wherever you want to go. But then Batman's just as good. He can just fly you in his private jet or whatever.
But Superman can fly you.
But then Bruce Wayne has the money. You don't want to get VIP somewhere or whatever. You just drop a few bands, right? It doesn't matter to him.
That's true. Superman, you have to actually hug him or crawl on him, and then he has to fly you around. It's kind of great.
No, he can carry you, man. You don't have to crawl on him.
Well, you're letting another man carry you.
No, man, he could pick you up. Like, okay.
Would you let
you're gonna ride another man's back.
Would you allow me to carry you around the city?
No, but you're picking me up. Like, you're picking up a little kid. I'm not riding on your back.
You want to be fucking cradled in Superman's arms or what?
Pick you up like Yoda.
No, he's not picking you up. He's not cradling you. He's picking you up like one hand.
Riding like a horse?
Just FYI, Uniqlo put out a bunch of Star Wars shirts, and then on one of the shirts, it's like Yoda on the back. And he's like in the harness.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
Yoda chilling in the back, piggyback riding?
Yep.
Is like, remember that picture that picture we saw with that rather large Asian kid, like piggyback riding?
Remember that one? the owned picture.
Oh god, it was somebody's display picture, I think, like on MSN.
God, that's so good.
Wasn't it a mom carrying her son?
Yeah.
Oh god, poor kid. But that kid was definitely in the morbidly obese category.
One of the original memes.
Shout out to that mom.
Yeah. Shout out to the mom. Mother's Day is almost coming up. That kid, man. That mom. She's breaking her back. That back-breaking labor carrying that kid around. Ain't no joke. She fucking doing Romanian deadlifts every day with like fucking 200 pounds. Fucking good mornings. Oh god. But okay. Fine. We gotta pick the chicks now. We gotta pick the chicks. Now is the fun part. Okay.
Okay.
No, we gotta pick the chick roommates, man.
Okay.
We gotta pick the female superhero and roommate.
I don't know.
I would go with the non crazy version of Jean Grey.
So what? She could listen. She could read your mind. She could read your mind.
That's fine. Jean Grey.
Yeah, she could read your mind. She's gonna know what you're thinking all the time.
It doesn't matter to me. We're roommates now.
She's got open book in it.
Well, fuck, I'll take Charles Xavier.
No more chicken.
It has to be a chick. You're picking two guys.
I was going to pick Mystique.
Oh, okay.
That's a good
one. You can tell her to change into whoever you want. Oh, that's a fucking like million for one deal.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's a smart pick.
She can even be Jean Grey if you want her to, right?
I'm not gonna lie. That's a low key sleeper pick right there.
Yeah.
Damn, what? That's like shit. It's like when somebody plays rock, paper, scissors, and the other person holds out a gun like that. That's a fucking low key. That's a fucking Game Shark code right there. Game Genie. All right. Dooms.
What?
Dooms, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, who you pick?
I chose Mystique.
Now, who's the other person who picked Mystique? You fucking you ratted his ass out.
Oh fuck!
This guy, he's fucking killing it. He did it on another show. He did it on the wrestling show. He fucking ratted out Money Bags. Oh, look, it's all good, man. Fuck, the keeper of secrets, the vault is open.
Can you edit it on there though?
Oh shit, this is like Inside Man, that movie that Spike Lee joined, motherfucker. Rob,
we can bleep that part out.
Okay, we'll bleep it out. I'll find it, don't worry, I'll find it. But okay,
15 minutes in.
So, son of Ben, we spent fucking 40 minutes, 40 seconds laughing. Son of Ben, who'd you pick?
Mine would be, to be honest, Gamora.
Oh, why?
What's that green?
Galaxy of the Guardians.
Yeah. She's
get turned on. I don't know why.
From a green lady?
Yeah.
What about She-Hulk?
I was thinking that too.
Shit. God damn.
China.
Oh man. Okay, we got some weird ones though. We got really, oh man, Gamora. That's all right.
I want into the Thanos family.
Oh man, he's gonna marry into a powerful family.
I just want that fist of his.
Look at this guy, man. Look at he's trying to take advantage of Superman. He's laying his foundation with Gamora, fucking Genghis Khan and this shit. Oh, man. This is crazy. My pick, I gotta say Mystique's pretty good, but I'm not gonna take the easy route and pick Mystique. So I gotta go with Emma Frost from X-Men.
Okay.
Yeah. Emma Frost, man, she's she can also read minds, so that kind of sucks. But she's probably the hottest X-Men there is.
Yeah. Who plays her? Jenna? Emma.
Ice. She's like that.
January Jones.
January Jones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No. Not quite.
She's not there, but I'm pretty sure the hub would be overrun if she started doing porn. Yeah. but shout out to the hub for entertaining gay and straight people for decades. So I don't know how long. They better sponsor this fucking show after hearing this segment. but
I don't think they need our sponsorship, man. They're probably getting plenty of traffic already. Fuck.
Oh shit. Oh yeah, they don't need any sponsorship. Fuck. But
you just sponsored them.
Oh fuck. Not me though. Not me personally. Just friend of a friend does, not me. but shout out to Google Incognito Mode. Okay, gotta shout them out. Keeping relationships healthy and safe for since it came out. but we're going on to
your internet browsing history.
Oh yeah, the old school way. Okay, yeah. A show of hands, how many people actually went and deleted their internet browsing history?
I can't even show you right now.
No, just like a verbal show of hand.
I did it yesterday.
Oh, shit. All right, 12,000
browsing.
So our good friend here, Son of Ben, we went to Montreal together, all four of us, and we will be going together again, but the return. But when Son of Ben was in Montreal last time, some other friends of ours curiously borrowed his tablet, and his search history was quite polluted after the course of 24 hours. There was some dank ass shit in his search history. It was some unspeakable shit that was in his search history.
It was insane. And I forgot where it was. It could have been Montreal too. They were using my phone calling these people. Yeah, my phone history was just anonymous numbers I didn't recognize. It was like 17 of them, I think it was. Numbers I didn't recognize.
Oh boy. Oh god.
It was I'm happy no one called me back.
Okay, nothing was done.
No, this is kind of related, but then my cousin, he got a new cell phone number, and now dudes keep calling him and like asking for Jenna, shit like that. And they're like, "How you doing, baby?" And this and that. And he's like, "Who the fuck is this?"
Oh man, too much. So the moral of the story is, don't fucking let people have access, even your close friends. Don't let them have access to your fucking internet browsing tools.
Yeah, man, especially your friends.
Fucking yeah, you never know what letter you're gonna enter, and so the autocomplete's gonna show up as something really weird. But you know, just type in the number 2, and you might get something real weird.
Just type in U instead of YouTube.
There are a lot of U's out there, not just YouTube. But what was yeah? Okay. Anyways, we're back on back up. We gotta get back on topic here. What next question? Anybody got another question, or do you want me to keep firing them off?
Keep going.
Fire a couple more.
All right. We gotta keep firing them off. So the next one is, whose power would you want to have? And you can't repeat. You can't pick the same. For the first one, we picked Batman, but now you gotta. If you know who you want, you gotta jump the gun.
So this is just one power, like say.
Yeah, one power. You can't pick two. Okay. You could pick the character whose power. Though. So let's say the character has multiple powers. You could pick that character.
Then that's like multiple powers. Then
I thought you just no. But just say which character would you most want to be, kind of thing.
Oh.
Okay, actually, we'll make that fun. Which character would you most want to be? Like, you actually look like the person too. So say you like pick the Hulk, but he an ugly ass motherfucker. Okay, so you don't want to look like that guy all the time, but he just changed back to you, so I guess that's fine. But you know what I mean, like, yeah, like you want Groot's power, but you're gonna look like a fucking tree for the rest of your life. Any takers? All right, who's going first?
I'll go, Manny.
Okay.
We're talking about powers, right? Whose powers?
Yeah. Who's like you? Make, no, you're like that person. Run. You turn into that person because you look like him too.
Oh, you want me to look like him?
Yeah.
Fuck. There are no Asian superheroes.
Like no, you can pick. You can characteristics. I thought you looked like yourself, but then
say, okay, you look like yourself, but okay, you look like yourself, but if the character physically changes, you have to change with, like, if, you know what I mean? Like if you pay Rocket Raccoon, you can't be yourself. You can't be like a fucking Asian dude and with fucking whiskers coming out of your face. The Fu Manchu. This guy, the Mandarin.
Who's that Asian guy from Dr. Marvel or whatever?
That Asian dude, that's Wong. That's Wong.
Yeah.
Wong. The Mandarin.
You want to be Wong?
No. I would say Cable.
From Deadpool. Oh, shit.
Time travel.
Okay, fine. Okay, you want to be Cable because you want to time travel. Yeah. Who's breathing heavy on the fucking mic? Yo, shit. Somebody's on incognito right now.
Okay, I think I'm good now.
This motherfucker on incognito the whole time we're fucking talking.
Fucking Mandarin.
All this heavy ass breathing. Oh fuck. Oh shit. Oh fuck. Okay. Okay, you're gonna be who? Who are you gonna? You're gonna be Cable because you time travel and shit.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay. Oh, fuck's sake. All right. We're gonna get the next one. Dooms, who you got?
Oh, fuck. I was thinking Thor.
Okay, you're picking Thor because you like the lightning shit?
Yeah, and I like the hammer and shit like that. And yeah, I think he's pretty badass.
He can, like, that's not bad. That's not bad.
And okay. Dooms doesn't have to cut his hair either.
Yeah, I keep my
let it grow. Yeah. That's good. What about Sid? Who you got, Sid?
I think in terms of powers, I like Storm's powers. Controlling the weather.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
Zap,
that's not
Zap fools with bolts of lightning too.
Because she's like, according to the comments, she's like,
huh? Which outfit would you wear? Would you wear like the one in the cartoons? Or
I thought I could beat myself, but have those powers.
But you have what? But you have to wear an outfit like that. You want the butterfly outfit, or you want the fucking Halle Berry fucking leather fucking thing?
The jumpsuit. I'll take the leather. It's more durable.
Shit. I always pegged you for a butterfly fucking suit. But then you get the white hair too.
That's fine. I already have white hair.
Shit. All right. So me, I'm going to pick powers. I got to go. I got to go fucking. I think I got to go Superman.
I don't know, that's like the easy choice, so.
Yeah.
I know, I gotta go Superman, but he's weak to kryptonite, though.
You just want that x-ray vision.
Yeah. No more incognito mode. I can just fucking look out the window. But okay. All right. We did that, okay? What else? What's the next? The next thing is, would you rather? This is what we want to have the most fun with. Would you rather? Okay, you guys ready for this? I'm gonna throw rapid fire questions at you guys. Would you rather? Okay. Would you rather get shit kicked by the Hulk, but afterwards you get to chill with like Psylocke? Or like some hot X-Men girl? Or would you rather get mind probed by Jean Grey, but afterwards, fuck, I'm trying to think. Would you rather get mind probed by Jean Grey, but afterwards you get Bruce Wayne money?
Well, I'd take the latter.
Yeah. Second one.
No, but the mind probe, it fucks you up, though. It like runs through your system.
I'm already like, fucked up.
Oh, fuck. Oh shit. That was said with such viciousness. There's some venom. She's spitting that venom, all about that venom. Okay, so, well, which, I like, if mind fucks you?
I got one.
Like, you don't want what?
I said, I got one.
You got the first one?
I got a question. That's better than this one, I think.
Better than the one I just asked?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. How dare you? I spent hours in that question. But you got to answer my question first, bitch.
Someone's a vibrator.
Yeah. I'm getting a call right now.
Wait. Oh.
Fuck.
Maybe it's sponsorship.
Someone we know, let's just say this person shall not be named, who may or may not be in this room of conversation, got a kind of funny gag gift for Secret Santa this year.
Butt plugs? Me?
Oh, Lord. Oh, man, this guy just came out with this. Son of Ben. That's why we got to get you on the pod more.
Butt plug.
There's a mini one too.
What? Oh, shout out to Rocco. Shout out Rocco's fucking tool of choice, I guess. But we're moving on. Answer the question though. We gotta go back. I'm gonna keep us on track. Answer the question, because what would you do? Would you rather get your ass whooped by the Hulk?
Mind probe. I picked the mind probe. I think we all did.
Yeah.
You guys all pick Mind Probe?
All pick Mind Probe, yeah.
Yep.
All right, I'm picking Mind Probe. I'm picking that too. I was thinking about that question on the fly, and I kind of got fucking stuck. All right, give me a good question, dudes.
Who would you rather be prison raped by?
What?
Or the Blob?
Who?
Juggernaut or the Blob?
Oh, fuck. Yo, shit.
I'll take the Blob. He seems more soft.
Yeah, exactly. I'll pick the Blob. Get it hard.
Oh, fuck.
Although the Juggernaut can break you out of prison.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
No, you gotta make him a deal. You gotta cut that deal of him first. Before
smash through the wall.
Suck his dick. Yo, suck my dick. It's not that Seaboard Guantanamo Bay cock me sandwich. Oh shit. Shout out to Harold and Kumar. Oh fuck. Oh fuck, too much. That's a good point. The Juggernaut could break you up. Oh fuck. I take the blob.
I don't know, man. I think the Blob will be like sweaty and smelly and like colds will be gross.
Okay, hold on. How you know that this guy is sweaty? Maybe he's really clean.
Fuck, you think a fat person would clean that in all their like
folds? yo, let's not start fat shaming because we did that in our first episode.
I'm just telling you, I have experience with my job and stuff like that. It's
okay. Yo, let's keep we're keeping the job a secret. But okay. So you're saying that the Blob is very uncouth and unclean.
Yeah.
So everybody says Blob, right? Who's picking Juggernaut?
I don't know. I don't even think like the Juggernaut is just gonna split you in half. You know what I mean? Like that's like a death sentence right there.
Yeah, he got that wishbone game. He gonna make a wish. Shit, motherfucker, dowsing for water. You're like one of those fucking dowsing sticks. but okay.
Just don't want Juggernaut to tell me. He's that Juggernaut bitch when he's fucking me.
Shit. All right. Dang. That's a hard question, man. I pick Blob, so we got two Juggernauts and two Blobs, right?
Yeah.
Cause Sid wants to get broken out of prison.
Yep.
But here's the thing though, you gotta make him the deal before or after you fucking gotta fucking do the deal.
I don't know. Juggernaut's not that smart. You probably like trick him or some shit like that.
Trick him? Tell him you fucking
after.
Break me out of prison and I'll fuck you after.
Yeah. Fucking runs away.
You gotta show your bare ass against the wall and when he rushes you, you get jump out of the way.
Oh fuck. Snakes too much. Oh fuck. Just throw a little out there. Throw a little fucking 10-second teaser and get the fuck out of there. Oh shit. But okay, fuck. Anybody got the next question? Alright, we gotta that's a nasty ass question. We gotta throw Hulk in there. No one's taking the Hulk. If you're taking a Hulk, you out of your goddamn mind.
The Hulk always smashes, bro.
Hear about that? He smashed Hulk smash. Oh, shit. That's too much. Or fucking Groot. Fucking Groot. Little fucking tree. But, all right. Next question. Okay. Who? Fuck, I can't think of any questions. I've been laughing too much. Yeah. All right. The next one is pick if you could switch we're talking about appearances. If you could switch appearances of any superhero but not get their powers, who would you be? But it's a non-human character, because otherwise it's too easy.
Like a non-human character?
Yeah, like an alien or like a monster or like something like that.
It's transgender.
There's no transgender superhero that's popular, I think.
Not yet.
Shit. Maybe they're Thai.
Thai?
The lady boy, superhero. Oh shit. When I was in Thailand, I got scared off by a couple. I didn't get scared into anything. I got scared off by them, just saying. They were like, if you were walking around at night, at the end of the night, sometimes they just come up there and just like straight up just grab you.
Fantasy. What was the question?
I said, if you could switch. Oh, this conversation is dying, man. We got to pick up the momentum.
No, like if you could look like any other alien or whatever.
Yeah, if you could be any alien race in Marvel or DC, which one would you be?
I guess that Martian Man from DC.
Martian Manhunter?
Oh, yeah. Martian Manhunter? You'd be Martian Manhunter?
Yeah.
Huh. He's afraid of fire, though.
But yeah, I thought you don't get any of the powers. How the fuck am I going to be afraid of fire?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Motherfucker be standing by a barbecue all fucking freaking out.
24/7 standing by a barbecue.
Yeah, that's hell for that guy. He's fucking standing there. Can't fucking put it. Yeah, fuck. Can't cook. What about you, Sid?
How about Sinister from X-Men?
Oh, shit. Why you want to look like that, though?
I can't think of anybody else.
I don't. Man, sure don't want to be Apocalypse. Like.
That guy's a vampire. Yeah. No, you don't want to look like Apocalypse. How the fuck that guy even eat? He got that thick-ass jaw. He's got the underbite for the ages. What about you, son of a man?
This is a hard question. I don't know many Martian
comic book heroes.
You'd be E.T. No, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be like a Martian. It could be like a fucking weird-looking guy.
Weird looking guys.
Does Avatar count?
That blue guy? The blue guys?
But I guess I don't know. I guess Avatar counts. Right. You could be the Mandarin, man. You could be Fu Manchu. That guy looks like a motherfucking alien.
You and the fucking Mandarin, man.
He's green, man. He's green. He's Asian. He's green. He's got a fucking purr fucking beard.
Motherfucker.
He's blinging. He got all those rings on. Fuck.
Yeah, man. All those rings have different powers, man. It's like the Infinity Gauntlet. Listen, I pick for you.
Hellboy. But Ben Kingsley played Mandarin.
Yeah.
Hellboy, that's a good one.
Oh, Hellboy. Hellboy's a good one.
Yeah, Hellboy is a good one, yeah.
Yeah, you want to be like Hellboy?
Sure.
Got that crazy jerk off hand.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, man, he better not be jerking off with that hand. It's coming off. The fucking gauntlet. It's like having an infinity gauntlet. What are you going to do? Jeez.
Should have forgot about before.
Yeah. What about you, Schumann?
I'm going to go. What am I going to do? I think I'm going to pick like Silver Surfer.
Silver, shit. Good one. Forgot about him.
Yeah, because the guy's Jack, man. I mean, he's Jack. He's surfing. What else is there? He's basically. Don't wear any clothes, I'm basically being myself, but.
Yeah, but you're going to be dickless now.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
That's the common ground there.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
He's smooth like a Ken doll.
I forgot about that. All those swole muscles and no nothing to do. You know, you can't carry shit out. God. Looking like a fucking Oscar statue. The golden boy. Shout out to Oscar De La Hoya, aka the Golden Boy. Oh shit! Speaking of
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh yeah, coming up Cinco de Mayo. What is it? This Sunday?
Saturday or Sunday? Saturday. Yeah, this Sunday. Shit,
man. Shout out to all our Latino listeners. Shout out to all our Mexican listeners out there, which is probably nobody right now, but you know,
I'll spread the word.
you'll spread the word, man. You spread the word down in California. Hey, talk to your local Latinos and tell them about us.
Are there any fights on for
Cinco de Mayo? Canelo's fighting.
Oh yeah, he fined that Jacobs guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, man, Canelo.
He was just on sneaker shopping on that show. I don't know if you guys see that Complex sneaker shopping, but he was on that Canelo.
What shop?
On YouTube. I haven't seen that one. It did show up. Yeah.
Sneakers.
Yeah.
What's that show called yet?
I keep forgetting.
Sneaker shopping.
Oh, is it?
It's just on YouTube. Yeah.
So these guys go and they fucking celebrity shop for sneakers?
Pretty much.
Yeah, they interview them and then they just have a store that they're in. They close the store down and let them pick whatever they want.
Shit. So you guys would... Oh, there's a bunch of sneakerheads in this conversation. Son of Ben is a big one.
No.
Huh?
Dooms is the huge one.
Yeah, Dooms is a massive one right here. And then we have... Sid, you're not a huge sneaker guy.
No, not at all.
Slippers guy. Slippers.
Yeah.
He got that slipper game strong.
Gucci slides on.
Oh. Yeah, he got them. The toes are free.
Flip-flopping.
His toes are free and loving every minute of it. But he knows that record.
The shoes are coming out.
What shoes are coming out?
A bunch. There's the Jordan re-release of the Jordan 4. There's the Travis Scott shoes, Jordan 1s.
They're all
hard to get.
Mars Yard shoes might be out. They're like the kind of like gumboot kind of shoes.
The Jordan shoes are the bread shoes, right? They're called bread, yeah, right?
Bread 4. I don't know why they just they did that commercial. That commercial is so stupid.
I don't know. I saw that commercial and thought it was all right.
But it technically is not bread. There's white and other colors in it.
But isn't it a remake of an old shoe? Isn't it a remake of an old shoe?
Those are actually Jordan 4s. You wore them during the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're known as the playoff 4s before.
And then now they just remix them and call them bread?
Yeah. It's the same shoe, but they just call it bread now. But it's just like the new kind of sneaker culture, right? The younger kids, they like to name shoes dumb shit. So.
Yeah, shit. Bread. Yeah. Damn. All right. So, I think we should probably wrap up this segment, but I want to kind of do a kind of rapid fire thing to wrap it up. Okay?
Right.
All right. Since we talking, I want you guys, this is partly a recommendation show, so what would you guys recommend? Each of you guys offer something that you could recommend that our loyal listeners can watch or listen to that they can do in the upcoming week between our episodes, which given how long it took between this episode and the last one is what they can do in the next fucking month.
I don't know, maybe the old Spawn animated show. That was pretty good. It's kind of like more adult-oriented, but it was pretty cool. I liked it.
All right, so Dooms is making a recommendation for Spawn, and who made Spawn though?
McFarlane, the guy that made those toys and stuff.
Yeah, he's a Canadian guy.
Yeah, Canadian guy.
Yeah, he made all those hockey action figures, right?
Yeah, he made all that kind of shit, and I think he made some superheroes as well. He made he animated like the Hobgoblin shit like that. And that kind of made its way into the Spawn comic that he made by himself.
You know, interesting thing about that guy, I was watching MTV Cribs. They went to his McFarlane's house and motherfucker got a trap door.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he got one of those bookcases that you tug on the fucking candle holder or fucking candle light holder thing. And then you go into this secret home theater underneath.
Damn, I always wanted one. That'd be
cool. No, honestly, everybody wants a secret chamber.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. that was the most enthusiastic. Oh yeah, I've ever heard of that. But so what do you say, Spawn, Tom McFarlane, right? We're talking about secret chambers and shit. Next one, Sid.
Academy. There's other Academy show on.
Oh, Umbrella Academy. That's really good. Great superhero show. Sid, you watch that show?
I have not. It's on the watch list. I haven't seen that yet.
Son of Ben, you watch that?
Couple episodes, but I lost interest.
It's good, man. It's good. It's definitely one of the best shows that I've seen on superheroes, man.
Yeah, that young, that young kid actor, he's really good in it.
The little kid, right? The child? Yeah. Numero cinco, number five.
Isn't he the Canadian kid from Vancouver?
I think he is. Yeah.
Is he?
Is he? I thought he's a local kid. Yeah. He's Canadian, I think, at least.
Yeah.
Vancouver. Yeah, he's a good actor.
Yeah, he is.
All right, so we've got that. We've also got, so Sid, you got any recommendations? Anything you're watching right now that you would recommend for our listeners?
Not right now. I did watch Altered Carbon on Netflix. That was a really good show.
It's trippy though, right?
Yeah, and I think season 2 is coming out this year. But I would definitely recommend that if you're into like cyberpunk sort of thing. It's like alternate universe, alternate future.
Yeah.
Don't want to give too much away, but it's a pretty cool show.
Yeah, my main man, Takeshi Kovacs.
Yeah, exactly.
He's that Asian dude, Japanese dude, stuck in a white person's body.
Yep.
Yeah. No. That's a very, very good show. But I watched 3 episodes of it.
You watched 3 episodes of everything.
Yeah. I always stop at the 3rd episode. So most things. Shout out to Fastest Car, which is a great car racing show.
You've never seen it. You recommend it.
I knew I was waiting for that. There's, I was like, beaten.
Told me to download and play, and
I was level 20, and you were still at level 1 after a half year or a year.
Yeah, I told him. Son of Ben, I told him to download Scarface, the video game, and on the phone, and he was like, yo, join my clan. Well, we gotta fucking do raids and shit. And I was like, yo, I deleted that game. And that was like 2 days after I downloaded it. I didn't know he was grinding, man. If I'd known, I would have helped the brother out, but instead I deleted that game.
But how the fuck do you still play those tapping games, but you can't fucking play these games when you know?
Okay, I play the tapping games for about 10 minutes, and I go download another game. Sometimes I download like 10 games a day, and I delete them all after the day. But the next one, by the way, there are a lot of titties in Altered Carbon.
Quite a few.
Yeah, quite a few. Quite a few. But
good point to watch a show.
No, I mean, it's a selling point.
Yeah, it definitely is.
No, it's not like, you know, it's not like that chick in Total Recall with 3 titties, which is kind of odd. It's like normal, regular people titties.
I would totally do her.
Who?
3 titty girl from Total Recall.
Oh my God. That's
too funny.
I don't know about that.
Two and your mouth on one. Like, I guess that's
how you. Two hands on the sides, one on the left, one right, and mouth on the front center.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. This guy getting all fucking technical, man. He's working some physics into this shit. But we gotta fucking draw a diagram how this is gonna work. But fucking
draw 3 semicircles.
Oh shit. Son of Ben, you have any recommendations? Because I know you watch a lot of shows, so you probably got some good ones for it.
No, I just actually finished watching Fighting With My Family today.
That's about the story of Bailey, right?
Yeah. Paige or whatever from WWE.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's pretty good. And after that, I was YouTubing or searching about Paige because I didn't know anything about her, and apparently she's got some amateur porn too.
What?
She has like a sex tape out.
Yeah, I watched it.
What? Okay, this whole... Yo, shit, man. This lid's blowing off everywhere. I feel like I'm in a goddamn kitchen and motherfucking lobster's fucking flowing out of the pot. He blowing lids off everything, man.
Well, you watch one thing and it leads to another. It's kind of like YouTube.
Oh, you, shit.
You end up in a very dark box.
Oh, shit, man. Fuck.
Oh, like fuck. Like, end career in the WWE.
Everything comes back to it. Everything comes back to it. Like, last episode, we said we wouldn't talk about hentai, and we fucking ended up talking about it for fucking half an hour. Shit. All right.
We went on a rant. Fuck.
Yeah, I went on a tear here. But I would recommend, because I already recommended Ghoul Dooms in the previous segment.
Oh, yeah.
We did. So I'm not going to recommend Ghoul. But what I do want to recommend is this show called Dark. And it's a German show. But it's like kind of like Stranger Things. And it has to do with time travel.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. It's pretty messed up, though. Because, like, you know, they go back and, like, you know, people like see their family members as like kids and stuff like that, or like they see them as like old people because they go like travel around the past and the future. So, not trying
that's
to
on Netflix.
Yeah, it's really nice. Okay. It's called Dark. Check it out. Dark, yeah. But they speak German though. If you could, like, some people don't like to watch the subtitling. I don't think you can. I don't know if there's a dub version, but yeah, just that's a great show. Great show. But you know,
Have you ever watched that Ashton Kutcher movie, Butterfly Effect?
Nah, but it came out when we were kids.
Yeah. It was okay. It was like an interesting concept. Like, he had these points in his childhood where he would black out, but he could but when he's older, he can like transfer his mind back to that point, and then he can do things differently and alter the past, so he alters the future.
that's pretty crazy though. Yeah. But I will I don't know. Time travel? You don't want to fuck with time travel.
No. I do. Fuck.
No, but if you change shit, what would you want to do if you could time travel? What's the first thing you would do? This is a last wrap up question, because we're coming up on the hour mark. The wrap up question.
Invent Google. Just tell yourself like economic kind of correct choices to make, I guess. So you'd be well off in the future.
Yeah, Warren Buffett.
Sensible guy. So you would do that.
Yeah. Be a billionaire, some stocks and or whatever, and lottery all numbers. Right. Like that.
What would you do, Sid?
I do the same thing. Buy Bitcoin 10 years ago and then sell it before it crashed.
Dude, man, they made millionaires.
Yeah. Bitcoin, man.
Yeah. What do you think about like the cryptocurrency? You think it has a future?
I think the whole blockchain thing is interesting. I think that banks and stuff are probably going to start using that. But I don't think it'll become popular until a big bank or government backs it or something. So, which defeats the purpose of it being unregulated, right? So,
that's true, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. But it's just all a crapshoot right now.
Yeah, it's just the Wild West when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Like one dude disappeared in India.
Yeah.
Fucking took all that money.
Yeah. May or may not still be alive.
Yeah. How much was it? Like 50 mil?
No, it was like 200, 300 million.
Fuck.
Holy shit. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Shit. Fucking hell. Dang.
That's definitely like fucking disappearing money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to disappear if you got that much money.
And you're the guy's talking about that guy that
quote unquote died?
The Canadian guy. Yeah.
Remember that SWAT movie when that guy told like the fucking the Hispanic guy who like told like, you know, he said he'd give $100 million to anybody who breaks him up?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. That's what I always thought. Like, if somebody was like, yo, man, like if they're in a bind and they're like, I'm gonna give whoever that much money, like if you had that much money, like certain amount of money, you should just disappear and get the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's why everybody's going to come after you if you got fucking over 100 mil.
How much money do you think it would take for you to, like, live comfortably the rest of your life? And you got to be able to, like, buy nice shit.
Well, it depends on where you want to go, though. Like, if you want to go to the Bahamas, 100 mil could probably do it. But if you want to fucking buy nice shit, 100 mils in, like, Beverly Hills probably ain't going to cut it.
What, are you kidding me?
No, 100 mil? I mean, if you wanted to buy, like, a nice-ass mansion, like, that's going to cost you, like, fucking 30 mil.
Well, who's... Where in Vancouver? I'm
just thinking like, hey, you can like live in like a nice kind of island or some shit. That's where stuff's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, live like a king somewhere.
Yeah, you can just fly out to like LA every so often when you wanna.
Yeah, I think you could probably do that with like 20 or 30 mil.
Yeah, that's what I think. Hell, 10 million, you could retire.
I mean, if you live in Thailand, 10 million, you live like a fucking, like, you know, you're lord of the land.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit,
how much was right, certain meals for you when you were in Thailand?
No, it was still pricey though. I mean, it was just like, it was still like, you know, it was a touristy area, so it was like, you know, your dollar still gets stretched a little bit because they're charging you like foreigner prices, right?
Okay.
What
do you think like local people pay? They probably pay a lot less.
They pay a lot less, but I mean, like, you know, but even then, like Pad Thai was like fucking $2-3, you know. You have like fucking Thai iced tea for like a dollar, and here it's like, you know, you fucking get Thai iced tea at a Thai, like, that's why I can't go to a Thai restaurant now, because every time I go, I'm like, yo, I'm paying for shittier food, I'm paying fucking 10 times as much, even though if you think about it, you gotta fly halfway around the world to get fucking $2 Pad Thai.
You know what I mean? good logic.
Yeah. so yeah, that's how I think about it. But anyways, we're coming up on the hour, and I think a whole bunch of us, we all got work, and we're wrapping up this segment. But I really want to thank our guests. I really want to thank our childhood friends. I really want to thank Sid, and I really want to thank the son of Ben for coming on this show today, and it was obviously a pleasure.
It was fun. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, man. I will, you know, you guys will be the first ones, or probably the only ones that know what this drops.
I'm going to listen to this podcast right after.
We might as well just fucking share this link in a group chat, because ain't nobody else going to fucking listen to this anyway. But we're just recording for ourselves. But anyways, yeah. Oh shit. That's our signal, guys. Take it easy. Have a good night, fellas.
Yeah.
All right.
Talk to you later.
We go later, guys.
Later.